Hey y'all, happy Monday and welcome to Shades of Shonda, aka Shades of Shonda J. In case you didn't know, the J is for Johnson because my maiden name is Johnson. Y'all know that I have been trying to get you guys to subscribe to my YouTube channel, LaShonda Stevens, and you're like, what is the J? It's my maiden name, guys. So welcome and thank you for listening. So let me first address the elephant in the room. I told you guys on Friday that I was going to record two podcasts. I absolutely did not do that. Of course, the weekends I have off because I'm just making it a weekday podcast for March 2023. And today I want to talk about friendships. You guys know that I am back in therapy. And let me just shout out BetterHelp. BetterHelp, y'all need to call me. Y'all need to reach out to me. Give me a coupon code or something so that I can get all of my friends in therapy. Because therapy for me is so helpful. I'm back in therapy. And I have a black lady therapist. And I'm going to tell y'all that it's so weird to me to have a black lady therapist because let me just say this. My first therapist ever was actually a black lady, Dr. Miriam. And actually, I don't know if she was a doctor, but she was, you know, Miriam. And I don't know, the second therapist I had was with just some couples therapy. It was a white male therapist, and then now Dr. Ellison, which is my individual therapist. She and I kind of, got started about 2 years ago, and then we've reconnected this year because I was in this low spot. And shout out to my friend Rashonda for kind of mentioning to me that I might be a little depressed. And so that's kind of why I want to talk about friendships today, because I'm sitting here listening to the Lovers and Friends podcast with Shan, what's her name? Shan Boodram. Shan Booty. And I guess she's a relationship lifestyle person. She's a sex guru. That's what it is. But she's got this, I don't even know. She doesn't number her episodes, but it's I'm a grown ass woman without any friends. So they're really just kind of talking about friendships. And you know, I've heard of these type of attachment styles, and I've kind of assessed attachment styles. And I wish I could remember who was the person that coined attachment styles. And I don't know if it was Dr. What is her name? Pearl. Oh, I can't think of it. Y'all, my brain. I have ADHD, y'all. So anyway. So, secure attachment, avoidant attachment styles. Like, there's different types of attachment styles. And I never realized that you could have an attachment style that is anti your friend. Right? So, like, you know, I just absolutely mentioned my friend Rashonda. I don't know what her attachment style is, but I kind of know what my attachment style is. And if she's, you know, any kind of attachment style that is sort of the opposite of mine, that wouldn't, like, I don't know, gel with mine or allow me to be codependent, then it might look like a certain way, and we could definitely like butt heads because of the way that we, you know, attach to relationships. And that's not what I'm just giving you an example. That's not how we are. We actually gel pretty well. But I'm just saying, if she was, and I guess I guess that would be a next thing, is having to talk to my friend and see what kind of an attachment style she has. And here I go. This is my ADHD brain trying to overanalyze and analyze every single situation and every relationship. And let me just say that I'm grateful to have any of my friends, my friend Keisha, my friend Rashonda, my sisters especially. You know, I'm just grateful to have, you know, people that I can call and just, you know, text every now and then. And it's amazing, excuse me, how friendships can change over time. Like, I remember being in college and just like thinking, you know, I don't really have a whole lot. I didn't have a whole lot of friends in college. I just had my boyfriend. And then when, you know, we were out of college, my friends were getting married and having babies, I sort of felt left out because I wasn't at the space in my life where I could get married and have a baby. And then once I was like in my late 20s, early 30s, when I had a baby and got married, right, all of my friends, their kids were older. So what I was going through with the diaper and the breastfeeding and the toddler stuff, they had already been through that and weren't trying to go back through them. So I'm like, my friends and I are like always in different aspects of our lives. You know, I've got two friends that are, you know, more than 20 years married. And here I am, I'm just getting ready to go into my 12th year of marriage. I've got friends whose kids are going to college or in college, and my kid is just going to high school. You know, I've got friends who have adult children and my kid is barely a teenager. You know, she's 13, you know, so it's just like my kids, everything that I'm going through, all of my friends have already been through. So I feel like a late bloomer. And I feel like when I call sometimes and we have conversations about different things, I just feel normally, typically, that would be a great position to be in, because all of your friends have been through every single thing that you have been through. They know all of those things. But then it sort of feels like they're exhausted by the time my kid gets ready to go through the things their kids have already been through. It feels like I'm burdening them about stuff that they're no longer in those spaces. They are no longer wanting to talk about diapers and all that, and puberty and things, whatever it is. Whereas, you know, they're more in like a, you know, a friendship type with their kids now because they have adult children. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird. And my therapist, I told you guys, she helped me to realize, like, it's okay to have different kinds of friends. You know, every single one of your friends does not have to be your absolute best friend. Every single one of your friends does not have to be the person that you tell every single thing, every part of your life, every nook and cranny and skeleton in the closet. You don't have to tell every friend that. But it's okay to have friends for different things. You can have a podcast friend. You can have a, you know, a friend that knows all your secrets, your darkest secrets. You got to have a friend that you go out with. You can have a friend that all y'all do is vacation together. You can have a friend that all y'all do is go to brunch together. And so I'm trying to figure out if at my big age of 43 and a half, if it is even possible for me to make friends, or maybe kind of move my friends around into different categories. And I know that sounds weird, and it's probably fucked up if any of my friends ever listen to this podcast. But I'm just saying, like, when your friendships have changed, when you can't be as close as you once were, when you can't be on the phone on a daily basis, when you can't be, you know, knowing every single thing, rightfully, for judgment, fear that I might judge, fear that you might judge me, whatever it is, you got to move them around. So maybe, you know, my friend that, you know, once knew all of my deepest, darkest secrets, maybe now has to be my vacation friend, or, you know, maybe my friend that was once just my brunch friend is turning into actually my nasty, you know? Like, it's weird too, because I've got 32 first cousins on my grandmother's side. And so that means I'm number 33. I'm actually number 7 of 33 in birth order. And it's interesting because we always say we don't give a damn if nobody wants to be our friend, because we got a million cousins, you know, and we can always befriend one of our cousins. Quite literally, our cousins were our first friends, right? Like, for me being the oldest, I didn't have any older siblings. So my older cousins were my friends. Andrea, Demetrius, Shamika, John Stanford, Dwayne, Judy. Who else is there above me? I'm trying to remember. That's it. All of them are my older cousins, and you know, they was like my friends. We played stickball, baseball, kickball, whatever it was in that side yard, and we would have an awesome time. And so I even now, like, we have a family group chat, and we be just acting up so much in that group chat. Sometimes they be forgetting that our mamas and aunties are in the group chat, because they just be cussing and acting a fool. But it's so enjoyable, and I really enjoy it. And I'm just loving this stage in my life, but I really would like to figure out the friendships piece, because I think what makes life better is companionship, family, and a good portion of that is friendships. And so I'm going to keep this vlog/podcast a little short today, because I want to say more. I really want to maybe tomorrow name those attachment styles and like really get into them. I got to do more research on it. But y'all, Perlman? I don't know, y'all. We'll get into it. But just know that I'm having a wild ride discussing these friendships in therapy, and then just listening to these podcasts and YouTube videos on friendships. It's very interesting. So I think I'll leave it there. Let's get together tomorrow. And let's talk about attachment styles, or maybe if I come across something different. I know I need to have some other listening ears other than my husband, because we just don't have the type of relationship where it's an intellectual relationship. So I need to have some other people that I can really converse with. So anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you all so much for listening and subscribing to my podcast.